Good. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk, meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's approximately 1:45. We have what we believe to be one item for a special meeting that we're going to be scheduling. It's Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio. I don't really have any opening comments other than it was important enough to schedule this meeting because we needed to get this on the calendar. And I'll probably have some comments after the motion, but for now I don't have anything else. So, Mr. Krisma?
I'm ready to move forward.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Okay, the one item on the agenda. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company's application for recovery of Big Stone 2 transmission costs, case numbers PU09-739 and PU10-30.
Second.
So the history here on August 27th, 2008, this case goes way back. The commission adopted an order approving requests from Otter Tail Power and MDU for advanced determination of prudence for ownership in a proposed Big Stone 2 generation station. On December 14th of 2009, Otter Tail filed an application for authority to use deferred accounting until its next rate case for costs incurred during its participation in Big Stone 2 project, case number PU09-739. And then a month later, on January 19th of 2010, Otter Tail filed an application for determination that continuation of the Big Stone 2 project is no longer prudent, case number PU-10-30. On June 25th of 2010, the commission adopted a settlement which provided, among other things, a Big Stone 2 cost recovery rider for retail recovery of Big Stone 2 generation-related investments over a three-year period. And then at that time, the settlement provided that if construction of transmission facilities did not commence within 3 years, then Otter Tail may petition the commission for recovery of those costs. That's what they're doing now. Otter Tail filed an application on March 29th of this year and revised it on May 7th to continue the Big Stone 2 cost recovery rider for an additional 8 months to recover transmission-related investments of $976,000. The issue to be determined in the proceeding is whether Otter Tail's application should be approved. So that's the history. Comments and requests for hearings must be received by July 15th, 2013.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just, I guess, throw some additional thoughts. Commissioner Fedorchak set it up, I think, beautifully, that this has been around since August of 2008, which precedes my time in the commission. But when I got here, I guess, January of 2009, it was perhaps the biggest case that we worked on in that time going forward. And the big thing about this case that is very important that we finish it up right, but it's a long history of the commission laying out an advanced determination of prudence on a Big Stone 2 generating plant in South Dakota, which would have been baseload power for generations to come. But for a variety of reasons, the participating companies, a lot of them backed out of it, and it ended up, it was just Otter Tail and MDU that were left with it. And finally, Otter Tail backed out of the project. And the commission at that time, myself, Commissioner Clark and Commissioner Kramer, went through a series of hearings as they backed out of the project. And there was a lot of cost that was assigned because of the ADP law, the way it was structured. This was the first time, and in my knowledge, the only time, that this commission has issued an advanced determination of prudence where the company had never actually continued the construction. And so there are several different things at play. One is that I believe, and I'm speaking for myself, that I've been much tighter on issuing any ADPs, making sure we have good left and right limits to know exactly when the cost began being incurred, when's the shutoff date. And actually, even when the company has been much more aggressive in our orders, when they actually show commitment, because that was one of the things in this case that really, I guess, always kind of bothered me, is that they came in front of the commission, they asked for advanced termination of prudence, and they just backed out of it and never notified the commission any different than anyone else. So that's kind of the history as we've gone through it. We did go through an issue and work on a settlement agreement that laid out the cost that could be recovered as part of the Big Stone 2. But one of the things that was very unclear at that time was the transmission that may or may not be built as part of the Big Stone 2 project. There was going to be a lot of transmission that was built as part of Big Stone 2 that would have helped for the coal generation as well as additional wind generation in eastern North Dakota and western South Dakota and that whole grid. And one of the things that was key to me anyway when we when we reached this agreement 3 years ago was that we weren't quite sure what transmission may or may not be built. And so that's kind of where we're at today, is that we've got a better picture of what transmission is going to be built. And according to what advocacy staff has filed with us, they believe what Otter Tail is asking for is appropriate. They don't see any future transmission build in that area. And so what we hope to accomplish, I guess, going forward is to see if anyone else has any concerns. They may want a formal hearing on this. And for me personally, I want the company to come back with a little more detail as to double-checking to make sure that there's no transmission on the horizon, and to make sure that we've really closed up this record, that if at a future date some transmission lines are built in this area, that Otter Tail's costs that were spent in this case will be able to be utilized going forward. So it's very detailed as this thing lays itself out, but I am looking forward to the Big Stone 2 case finally being completed and learning from this whole ordeal. So that's kind of my background. It's a lot more than just the motion says, but we did have a work session this morning right away at 9 o'clock where we walked through this, and it was we've learned so much in this case, and I want to make sure we close it up right and make sure that we apply all the things that were learned in this from ADP, from making sure transmission cost allocation is laid out, that we really don't find ourselves in this situation again. A lot of dialogue.
Is there any further discussion?
I would just add, too, I think it's important to note that ADP, Advanced Determination Prudence, is something the legislature has provided for companies to use. So this was a policy decision that the legislature made, saying this is we think this is appropriate for companies to use this measure and to go to the commission and get advanced determination that a project is going to be prudent for potential ratepayers. In this case, the project fell through. So that's very unfortunate because nobody ever received any benefits from this, and we're now allocating the costs. So from my perspective, a lot of this has already been determined by previous commissions. We're just being asked to examine now and approve this just under $1 million worth of transmission costs that remain to be allocated. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to look at those very closely, have staff examine them, and have the commission look at them closely just to make sure we understand what exactly they're asking us to pass along to customers and have covered.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. Anything else, Commissioner?
That's it.
Okay. Commissioner Christman? All right, they'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Yes.
Get you a different one.
Oh, there we go. Okay, you said it's just under $1 million that could be allocated back to ratepayers. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you know how much that would be per ratepayer at this point?
What the company is asking is to continue the rider that they already have, so customers will not see any increase or decrease on their bills as they are today. They would just be paying on the current rider for an additional, I believe it's 8 months.
And what is the current rider?
I have to look at those specifically. You know, depending on the customer class, I'm not sure exactly how much it is per customer.
But
staff, you guys have any write-off? See here.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was about $1.50 per customer for the transmission rider, but I'm not exactly sure that was correct because there was a breakout of the different costs.
Well, it's not very much, but I think the point was well made that they came in with the Big Stone 2 plant, wanted the ADP, and then walked away from the ADP, and consumers were at one point left holding the bag for some of the costs.
Absolutely, and that's been the my skepticism of the ADP law since the very beginning. The law says the commission may grant ADP, and that's where I don't think anyone envisioned that you would grant ADP and a company would not follow through on the construction of it. But this was one that, you know, there was entities that were not in North Dakota that were part of this project that backed out, and what was left was Otter Tail and Montana Dakota Utility. And so they were basically could not make the project work itself out. Permits were expiring. But I just want to make exactly sure that this last cost that is going to be requested to extend for 8 months is absolutely justified, and that when this is all said and done, that if there is more transmission built in this area, that we don't try to double bill customers for that transmission. Because there's a proposed Ellendale line down in that vicinity, which we hope to be built at some point in time. And the whole cost allocation for transmission planning has become a bigger and bigger issue for the North Dakota Commission as we sit to be farther and farther on the western edge of these regional planning grids. And I think, Dave, too, that the natural progression of the ADP law, two sessions ago, we brought in some potential language changes that didn't go very far downstairs, if you will. But as this case finally wraps itself up, and as we continue to see more ADP cases, I think that, speaking for me personally, the companies are going to have to make a very, very strong case to request ADP on anything. And we want to make sure that if they do get the ADP, that they actually do construct. And if they don't, their shareholders perhaps have to eat some of those costs.
In the case, though, the ADP for Xcel, for the Hankinson thing, for the two power turbines, seems to be a different animal, though.
It will be. Not to comment in that case particularly, but the way the law is structured, that cases are deemed to be prudent if they're built in North Dakota. They have to prove that they're not prudent, where this one was in South Dakota, so it was kind of a flip-flop around. So the plants built in North Dakota are looked at, I would see, more favorably in the law than plants built outside of North Dakota, and that's by design. Okay. All right. With that, any other questions? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go ahead and close the special meeting. I believe that Patrick has an item he'd like to talk about for scheduling. After this? After this 2 o'clock. You'd like to talk about it then?
Yes.
Okay, with that, we'll
hold the meeting open until after that?
We haven't done a notice to make any decision.
Yeah, we'll have to close the special meeting.
No, it was just to decide whether to have a special meeting.
Oh, yeah, you can do that anytime.
We can talk about that now, Patrick. We're in a meeting now. I think it's appropriate to talk about scheduling. So let's talk about the scheduling.
Using 750 kilowatts. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Patrick has a potential for a special meeting. He'd like to talk about scheduling. So.
Sure.
Well, in a few minutes, the commissioners are going to have a presentation about a project to map the exchange boundaries throughout the state of North Dakota. And the mapping of the exchange boundaries is really updating the maps that we have now to show, you know, which customers fall in with which company. And it's really a reflection of what's existing today out there in North Dakota as far as customers being served by the incumbent local exchange companies. The assuming that after the presentation, the commissioners would be willing to accept or acknowledge the exchange boundaries that are being filed through this project by the companies. The commission could hold a special meeting to acknowledge those, and they could then direct staff to issue certificates to the companies for each of those exchanges. So, assuming that, let's just for the purposes of scheduling, assuming that the commission, what the commission hears will be acceptable, we could establish a special meeting for a motion.
So if we have no, as this next presentation goes out, if there are no issues, we could file this next week with the FCC is the goal here, correct?
Correct. Well, file it toward the end of this week or at the latest on Monday of next week.
Okay. And then, of course, if there is problems, then all bets are off. We would need to. So So for me personally, I mean, scheduling it, what day is today? Tuesday? Tomorrow would be fine, or Thursday. I know Commissioner Fedorchuk's got some travel, but this will just be a one-item motion. It's probably pretty easy to work with.
Yeah, and I can call in. So it would have to be, we have a 9 o'clock already in the morning. So if we want to add it on to that, I'll be calling in for that meeting.
That's actually a hearing tomorrow night.
A hearing, I mean, yeah.
But yes, we could certainly. Randy, do you have any constraints for time?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow, anytime tomorrow.
We could meet right before our first meeting.
Okay. Staff, or we could meet.
Kind of like we just did, maybe meet 15 minutes early.
Well, we've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon with Mid-Continent at, what time is that, at 1:30? So we could do the same thing at 1:15 tomorrow. Does that work for you, to give staff some more time?
Yeah, 1:15 would work fine.
Do we want to? Better. I don't know if anybody from the telephone companies would be here to participate in that. Do we want to mix the telephone companies in the?
Oh, I don't think that'd be such a big issue, because that's just going to be a motion to accept it potentially.
Do we need more time?
No. Well, no. As long as what staff is planning to do is, if the commission approves the motion to issue certificates, we can issue the certificates after that, and so we really don't have anything to prepare before the motion would be acted on.
Okay.
And we'll have plenty of time afterward to do it.
Well, then let's plan for 1:15 tomorrow for a special meeting, and if there's something that we would hear today at 2 o'clock, we would certainly not have the special meeting. That sound reasonable?
Good.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair enough. With that, we'll officially close the special meeting. Thank you.